We've got Gene Bolduc here in the studio, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, and it is time for Thing Not a Thing, everyone's favorite game show in which we talk about all the things that people are upset about on social media, and we decide whether they are, in fact, things or if they are not really things.
If they're things or not really things.
Yes.
Or if they're non-things.
If they're non-things.
We have to come up with a word
no
for that's
thing.
What a non-thing is.
Mm.
If it's not a thing, it's a thang.
No, that's more of a thing.
That's more of it. Yeah. That's an exaggerated thing.
Yeah, that's definitely
yeah,
a thing.
Right.
A thang is like a thing that you really should care about.
On the other hand, you hear it ain't no thang.
Right. Which implies that a thang is something to
so
care about,
maybe,
but if it's no thang, then that's
okay,
not something
so
to care
it's
about.
Only,
maybe it's maybe something that's not a thing is like a thung.
We're gonna have to research this.
Okay, we'll
and get
do
back
that.
To ourselves.
What are we talking about on social media? All I've got are snow pictures from my friends in North Carolina and from my friends in Michigan where
Who
I grew up.
Who are laughing at everybody in North Carolina.
Well, no, they're all obsessed about this meteor that fell. Did you hear about this?
Okay, so we got some snow and missed the meteor?
Yes.
Is that
like,
what I'm
up
getting?
Up in Michigan, like a fireball shot through the sky and landed God only knows where, but everyone saw it. And of course, it's 2018, so everyone immediately whips their cell phones out and is taking grainy video of this thing. So you've got like dozens and dozens of they're driving in their cars as well as it flies through the sky. Wait, instead of what else would you do when you see a fireball going through the sky?
Well, here's a question.
Uh-huh.
Put this into the context of these three stories.
Yes.
Hawaii.
Right.
Red alert. Sorry, just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
This story.
Yes.
Actual fireball in the sky.
Uh-huh.
So everybody, instead of running for a fallout shelter, is taking a picture of
we
it.
We just came out of Kids Q, so I'm not going to mention
and
what residents of Hawaii apparently spent their time during
yeah,
their
well,
15
they
minutes.
They weren't surfing,
but,
folks. They were.
Oh,
they were,
as it yeah, turns out, they were
it
surfing.
It turns out they were surfing.
They were surfing
yeah,
the web.
The
and
web.
You can
yes,
only imagine what websites yeah, what, they were
what
visiting.
What do I do if we're being nuked?
Mm.
And then the third one is one I saw this morning. I don't know if you saw this, that there
Sharon Harris.
Yeah, but that there was a false alarm at Sharon Harris.
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know if I tweeted that or put it on Facebook, and I just said, go ahead and laugh, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just, you know, like, what is going on with people falling asleep and landing on the switch?
I don't know. Well, don't say anything and laugh at that, because we're coming up on the year anniversary of someone hitting a
Three
wrong
Mile
button.
Island.
Well, no, we're coming up on the anniversary of someone like tapping a button twice instead of once and shutting down the water in Chapel Hill, Carrboro.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's just so not fun.
Wasn't a nuclear false alarm, but it's.
No,
it was
but
pretty costly.
You know, yeah, but it felt like, well, so here's what I took away from the situation that happened, you know, a false emergency alert in
mm-hmm,
Hawaii is what we're talking about, which wasn't corrected for more than half an hour.
Yeah.
And that may not seem like a long time in the scheme
that's
of things, but in our society right now, that's a long time.
Yeah.
People running around not knowing where to go, what to do, how to take cover. They don't have a lot of tornado drills, for
right,
example, in Hawaii. If this had happened in Kansas, I think people would have had that emergency response. A lot of people have underground shelter because
mm-hmm,
of tornadoes
right,
for these kinds of occurrences. And to me, the striking thing was, of all places in the United States of America, to not have a well-known public civil defense response
mm-hmm,
system set up, where everybody knows exactly where to go in case of a sneak attack,
mm-hmm,
I would have thought Hawaii would have that.
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
That they don't?
Maybe.
I think that's a thing.
Maybe
in
they
the
do,
long
and
term,
it's not well publicized.
Well, but then it isn't.
But then it
then
isn't.
Then they don't
yeah,
have one. You know, like I was responsible for emergency management plans and procedures for an employer I worked for, and I said, you know, so we're going to put together this. So as we put together this great safety and emergency
mm-hmm,
plan, and I said, well, now look, we have to practice these things like three times a year.
Right.
And you know, some of the staff was the senior management was like, well, you know, I don't. I said, hey, listen, You see, this document, it's a doorstop unless you practice this stuff.
Yeah.
If you don't have everybody on the staff completely, perfectly aware of what we're doing,
yeah.
And we managed apartment complexes, so this was planning for 10,000 residents,
right.
too. And I said, you know, if you don't have everybody who can recite exactly what to do, then you don't have a plan. You have a piece of paper.
Yeah. I do get the image in my head of that one episode of I Love Lucy where they're where Ricky and Fred and Ethel are planning for when, as you were just mentioning, when the baby is due.
When the baby's coming, right.
And they they walk through the procedure
right.
and they do it once and they do it twice, and then Lucy comes out and says it's time.
Then
they're all falling all over themselves.
And they all run all over the place. Collect
then, like,
up all their stuff,
the
and they all race out the door,
her.
leaving only Lucy behind.
Yeah, it's a good moment.
It's a good moment. It's pretty silly, of course. But that's right. that's the fun of it.
Yeah.
Given that they couldn't say the word pregnant on the air at the time,
or even in the title of the episode, which never even got uttered aloud at any point.
What was the title of the episode?
Lucy is, I don't know how to pronounce the word in French. Enceinte.
Expecting?
That's, yeah, that's, I mean, it's the French word for pregnant, and they
that
had to use
like
the French
most
word
watched,
because
the most 70% viewership.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was incredible. Well, there's nothing else on TV at the time.
I'm sure Trump is still trying to get that number.
He's not going to get it because he's got 1,000 other channels to follow.
Hey,
Shark Week is on.
Speaking of the other thing that is probably a thing, but we can make it not a thing.
Okay,
it's the shutdown. The pandemic. Government shutdown, I say that while the government shut down, Trump doesn't get to tweet. Twitter should suspend his account,
mm-hmm.
and no politician should be allowed on television.
That's a good policy. All the
wouldn't that
television
be great?
Policy all the time. I'm not sure if I go along with Trump getting shut down on Twitter, because that would suggest that. That would suggest that it matters, right? That Trump's tweets are official government policy, and I would really rather we continue in the vein of just taking that as crap talk from someone who's not thinking about what they're doing.
From the policy statement perspective. I look at it from, we're cutting your mic until you all are back to work. Mm-hmm. Then you're not at work, and if you're not working, then we don't care what you have to say to us.
Do we now?
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I stopped caring
where my
a long
argument,
time ago.
This is where
yeah.
my argument fell apart. I was doing so well there, and then, you know, it's like driving down that curvy road today. And
oh,
then you
yeah.
just get to that one part of the road, and you go, oh, no, I was doing so well. I seem to be going sideways now.
Wait, go back. Did that happen to you? Or?
Almost. I mean, coming down Estes Drive, there's some very interesting parts of Estes Drive right now.
That is some very interesting parts of Estes Drive.
And you
yes,
drive down
true.
Estes, and even though a lot of the road is clear, you look down a side street, and one is clear, and the next one looks like it snowed 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. It's where the shade is.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
There's a little patch out of that just outside of University Place where,
yep.
like, it's fine. There's a whole bunch of snow on the ground,
right.
and then it's fine again.
Right.
It's very weird.
Right.
So is the shutdown a thing or not a thing? I'm not 100% sure about this.
I think it's going to happen. Here's why. The composition of the federal government right now, we talk about having a two-party system, but we have a three-party system.
Mm-hmm.
There's the two wings of the Republican Party, and there's the Democrats. And we talk about the Republicans having control of the government, but they don't have control of themselves,
mm-hmm.
literally. So they can't deliver what they need in order to run the government from this perspective, the funding perspective. They have to do this with support from the Democrats because they have to have 60 votes.
Right.
And they do not have a collective sense of national service that's common to them and the Democrats that they can go to in these situations and say, well, we have our differences, but let's keep the lights on.
Mm-hmm.
They have been willing to forfeit that almost every time for almost everything they've tried to do, and 90% of that has failed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've put themselves in this corner now. And so even though I'd love to reject when the president says, well, it's up to the Democrats, he's right, because they're the ones that are trying to be the grown-ups and are just trying to say, well, yeah, let's keep the lights on. But you know what? When it comes to DACA, time's up.
Yeah.
It's, you know, we have to get this done. You have to sit down and make deals. And he's talking to Chuck Schumer this afternoon. I'd like to see him talk to Amy Schumer. I'd like to see him get some feedback from some of the many elements of our culture that are so up to here with what's going on with Mr. T.
Yeah.
That they would give him an earful if they thought he'd listen for a minute.
All right.
Like to see him listening to different voices.
Who's on the water cooler this
weekend?
Well,
you are.
Am
you
I?
You are. You are. Yeah.
I am again.
Where you are again encoring our December 10th program.
Ah, nice.
We'll be back with original programs in February.
Sounds good.
But of course, you can't get enough Aaron Keck.
That's very true.
Everybody knows that.
I mean, I can. I've gotten more than enough, but I'm stuck with me. It's really irritating.
Well, I bet. You know, every time you get up in the morning, and there you are.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Everywhere
Sooner
you go,
or
there
later.
You are.
Mm. It's a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, it's, well, for most of us, most of the time, a great blessing.
Aww.
I'm glad you've been here.
Host of the Weekend Water Cooler. Thank you so much.
Thank you.